Hey, welcome to Therapy Sessions, the podcast where we turn up the volume on mental health conversations. It's all powered by Happy Jack Entertainment, a pioneering entertainment company that uses music and media to champion mental health. Now, each episode features conscious conversations with guests who share their personal experiences with mental health challenges and the strategies they use to manage them. This podcast right here is your sanctuary for meaningful dialogues that inspire change. So join us for captivating interviews, eye-opening discussions, and a community that is committed to breaking stigmas and fostering a more inclusive world. What's up? I'm your host, Maxwell. So all you got to do is tune in to Therapy Sessions and be a part of the movement that's making mental health a conversation we can all be a part of.
What's up? I'm Chelsea Cutler, and this is Therapy Sessions.
Have you been able to find it within your heart to know that, yeah, opinions don't matter to that degree, and you know what I mean? And that's not who Chelsea is, and that stuff doesn't define you. Like, I mean, it seems like it's a lot easier said than done, but, you know, are you able to find the strength within or with your team members, your family, to know, hey, guys, this is what's getting to me a little bit. Let's have a conversation and help me understand that I'm not going down this path.
I've talked, honestly, in therapy about it a lot. At the end of the day, I believe in exposure therapy, yeah. And I think, you know, the it's very unnatural, right, to be in a position of getting a lot of, like, yeah, unsolicited or solicited feedback.
And 100%.
So, like, the longer I'm in this career and as it grows and more people have opinions, and I'm going to get more comfortable and more resilient with it. And I also often tell myself whenever, and again, I'm really lucky there's not a ton, yeah, of negative stuff, but if I ever see anything, kind of like, all right, do I know any, am I friends with a single person who's ever, like, tweeted or commented
or
something mean about someone?
Yes.
And then I'm like, this person probably isn't the type of person I'd be friends with.
Understandable.
So I'm not, like, too mad about someone tweeting from, like, their
to
mom's.
To be able to, yeah,
their mom's house,
house,
you know,
or basement,
yeah,
or whatever it is. To be able to find that strength. I want to ask the question, how proud are you of yourself to know that you are able to not go down that path? You know, the progress that you've made. To have the conversations with those who help you the most, whether it be your family and friends, the therapist, just to be able to know that, you know what, I'm strong enough to not chase that, you know, grossness, whatever,
yeah,
you want to call it.
It's something that you're, you know, you're building your resiliency, yep, constantly. And so I try to just think it's a work in progress. You're going to get more comfortable with it.
There it is.
Just one day at a time.
There it is. Yo, let's talk about life on the road with Chelsea. Do you find time to relax? You know, do you
I
find
love
time
being
to
on tour.
Yeah, what's a typical day? I've followed on social media. We've got similar friends and you really like to explore the cities that you're in when given the opportunity.
Yeah.
What's a typical day on fill in the blank city in,
yeah,
the middle of the tour?
So I think it really depends on,
okay,
like, if the venue is in a cool area or not.
All right.
If it's like walking distance to cool stuff,
you're going.
We'll go. Like, I'll probably be, I could wake up anywhere in like the 10 to 1 range.
All right.
Because it's blacked out. Like, you're,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you have, you know, no, you could wake up and it's 2 a.m. or it's 1 p.m. Like, you have no idea.
No concept of time.
The bus.
Yeah.
So I'll wake up, you know, shower, do all my,
yeah,
you know,
all
hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, go grab breakfast and explore a little bit. Or honestly, a lot of the times I'll just park in my green room and, like, read and watch reruns.
Word.
And stuff until sound check.
Reruns of what? What's the show that you kind of find your, just, you know what I mean, mindless watch?
Any of, like, The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Wow.
Bachelor in Paradise.
Are we Golden Bachelor vibes right now? Are you watching that? Golden
I,
Bachelor?
I honestly have just been doing Bachelor in Paradise,
okay,
right now.
All
right. I get the cute factor of the Golden Bachelor.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't.
I'm not even gonna lie. Just the idea of thinking someone my mom or dad's age, like, you know,
yeah, like, I just, like, don't want it.
Just,
like,
don't. This is not my cup of tea.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I'm so happy for them.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure,
so
yeah,
happy for
glad
them.
Glad that you're able
but
to
part
find.
Of, like, I mean, I think we're all lying if, like, I need like the immature drama.
Yeah.
I need people
I
who, in my head, I think are hot, and I, yeah, would want to hook up with,
yeah,
them. Like, you need all of that.
I need those things, dude. I'm Bachelor in Paradise. I'm Temptation Island. I'm Love
Temptation
Island, UK,
Island.
All
no
day.
No one talks about Temptation Island.
Temptation Island is the, bruh.
I've been doing a lot of 90 Day Fiancé.
Did that too? To have your thing, and the reason why I bring this up, to have your thing, the thing that makes you happy, how does that help you maintain a healthy relationship with yourself?
Yeah, dude, my therapist has this thing she calls just like the five minute rule.
Yeah.
And just 5 minutes a day, dedicate to an interest outside of music.
Sweet.
Because I spend so much time thinking about music that for a really long time.
Well, I mean, it is your life.
It's my life, I know. But I get into meet and greets and fans would be like, what are your hobbies? Like, what do you like to do?
Yeah.
And I was like, at the time, what?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do I like to do? Wow.
Yeah, that's been really, really helpful. And it can be anything. It could be watching a YouTube video on like lions.
Crocheting.
Yeah,
it lions.
Could be any, like literally anything. Like,
I've fallen down a rabbit hole of watching TikTok and Instagram videos of people folding clothes. It is the most
refreshing. That's amazing.
I know how to fold and pack. Like, if you need help when you're going on the road, I could show you all the best ways to either roll or fold your jeans properly.
One through line with all artists that I know is we're incapable of packing and unpacking.
I got you. Okay. I got you. Thanks to what I've done with my 5 minutes. I found this appreciation for people who fold the shit out of things. I got your back, man. I got your back.
I love that for you, though. Like, what a niche thing for you. Like, that's
so
great.
Random.
I spent a day and I just made a list of every hotel I want to go to.
Let's go.
And
I
had
some
very detailed document on my computer.
Chelsea, I love you for that.
Yeah.
What, when you were going into the writing of this, but now that the world has it, how refreshing is it to not have to be in the whirlwind of creating an album? Now the world can take from it what they want.
It's all about kind of letting go.
Okay.
You know, it's gotta be like a parent when their kid starts making independent decisions and the parent just has to be like,
all right,
okay, honey, like you got it, you know? It feels a lot like that. Like I can't control how it's received or what opportunities come our way in the wake of it. I can, you know, I got to just be optimistic and grateful and be ready to receive whatever is on the way.
Now, I think we said this a little bit before the cameras are rolling, is that there was a lot of writing that you still could have done, or the process could have gone on for a while, but you finally had to be like, look, guys, like, boom, we got to put it into this. To have these songs be the ones that made the cut, why these songs, and how did you know when to say stop?
Honestly, the decision to kind of put a final hard deadline came from the fact that we pushed the deadline a few times. I'm really glad that we did.
Yeah.
I'm very glad that everyone had my best interest and was honest with me.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it got to a point where I was like, I'm the one who's going to have to go do all the promo around this album. I'm the one who's going to have to go tour it for the next year plus. I have to sing all these songs on stage. I have to talk about them and love them. I'm going to lose my mind if I fall out of this album while making it, and then I have to go, you know. Finishing the album is just a start, hopefully. You know, you hope that you have a long album cycle, and I basically just had a really honest conversation with my manager where I said all of that.
Awesome.
I was like, I gotta maintain some semblance of a healthy relationship with this project.
Yeah, yeah. To set those boundaries, you've mentioned that throughout the conversation. Is that a great feeling to know that you're able to set those boundaries for yourself and to have the team around you who believe wholeheartedly in you, knowing that that is what's best for you in order to, you know, to be there 100% or as close to 100% as you possibly can throughout the rollout of this album?
I mean, I don't know if it's a great feeling. Like, I think setting boundaries is really hard, honestly. Like, I know that the end result of setting boundaries is kind of where the payoff lies, but the actual act of doing it
is tough.
Is really hard. And I think that in that conversation, for example, I felt like I was letting everybody down, honestly.
I was going to ask you that. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
A lot of people feel that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I knew it was the right decision for me, but I definitely felt like I was kind of, I don't know, like, it's a pretty large team between management, label, your publishing team.
Yeah.
And for all of those people to, for months be encouraging you to keep going and keep going, and for you to finally say, guys, I can't keep going.
Yeah. Well, but it's important that you were able to, and congratulations. I don't know if that's the right word, but it's really good on you to know when to say when. Thankfully, and you've been blessed to have an amazing team around you, an amazing label around you, to know that they don't want to work you to the bones, but at the same time, it's, you know, people want as much from you as you're willing to give.
I think that's the challenging part about it, because, like, obviously at the end of the day, everyone around you really wants you mentally to be healthy and emotionally to be happy, and at the same time, everyone around you isn't, they're all doing extremely hard work. It's so easy to say, keep writing, or say yes to the show. Say yes to the show. Like, when you're not the one who has to go into the studio every day, you don't have to get on the plane, fly 4 flights in 1 week.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not to say I'm not extremely grateful for having the opportunity to do that. Like, if I have a flight to get on, it means I have a work opportunity and I'm blessed. But I've had the conversation with my manager before. It's not, you know, I don't think he'd be upset with me saying, like, there are times I'll be like, dude, you're not the one who has to go do this. So, like, when you tell me to say yes to, like, 4 shows in a row, we're going to be on 6 planes and 2 weeks.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that.
I'm like, it's so easy for you to say you should do this.
But to do, it's a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I love it. And that's another thing that your fans just really love about who you are as a woman, as a strong woman, as a strong person.
Thank you.
You're able to do that. You're able to be there with as full Chelsea energy as you can. And that's what we get from your music, from the shows, from all that you put into it. And it's because you were able to stand up for yourself. And that's encouraging for a lot of people. So I hope you don't, let that pass just in one ear and out the other, or through, you know what I mean? It's really
solid. No, I'm going to take the clip of this conversation and send it to like 30 people.
Let's go. No,
I'm just kidding. Everyone's been so incredibly supportive. It's just that initial conversation that's really tough, where you just have to be honest and say, like,
sometimes you got to rip the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
But once it's off, like,
yeah,
then it is what it is.
It is what it is. It's gonna heal up. It's gonna scab over. You're gonna be okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, go scrape your name. Your knee another time. Before we kind of put a nice little bow on this convo, the idea of your parents being able to support your artistry and you having the opportunity to stop going to school and following what a traditional path might be, whatever this thing is that we made up in our minds of how things are supposed to be done, and to follow your own path and to create music. Was that a scary decision? Was it an easy? Was it a tough? What was that like to make that decision? Like, hey, you know, I'm doing pretty good in school, but I'm not gonna do it anymore.
Honestly, I think that it laid a really, really nice foundation for me to learn that a lot of the best things in life happen in that uncomfortable zone.
Okay.
You know, I talk with my girlfriend a lot about this. Like, I always say, all the best things in my life have come from me stepping into that scary place, scary place of, you know, leaving college and then, you know, dating a girl was really, really scary. Yeah. And it led, you know, to such an amazing relationship. And, you know, I always say, like, when I went to buy my apartment, like, it was in the middle of COVID and everyone was like, don't do it. New York's never coming back. This is so dumb. And like, your girl got a 2% interest rate.
There we go.
And homeownership's been so wonderful. And just so many, you know, and even like writing Solaria, like, it was honestly scary for me even just to set goals. You know, humans are afraid to fail and setting goals, you know, was really scary for me for some reason, because I'm afraid of failure and we've honestly just executed and nailed in a way that I'm so proud of the whole team for doing.
And that's so dope.
So the best stuff in life happens in that place that's terrifying to be in.
That's the part, guys. Whatever camera, that's what we're gonna clip right there. The best part. I'm telling you, it's we've had so many amazing folks drop some of the dopest gems during this conversation.
You gotta send me everything.
Yo, oh, got you. Say less, dude. Say less.
Save me some money in my therapy bill.
No, I love these conversations because we're learning from each other. And that's, I think, the most special thing and takeaway from this podcast series, that we're learning so much about each other and destigmatizing mental health and, yeah. and being willing to have these conversations, because with these conversations comes growth, comes education, comes a newfound confidence.
Yes.
And you know, and that in turn makes us better people. In your position, it makes you a better creative. And then we as fans get to gravitate towards your sound because you're doing what you love to do in your best time and space. Even if it is an uncomfortable place, you're finding joy in that. And we are just a byproduct of it. And it's just been such a special thing to get to know this part of Chelsea. Because like I said, these are conversations that we haven't had the opportunity to have because it's been part of what I do in radio and music. And it's like, oh, you know what I mean? Let's talk about how amazing the music is. But to know that the amazing music comes from an amazing person, that's just like, that's what therapy sessions is about.
That's so nice, dude. Thank you. No, I was going to say, what's like, not to put you on the spot, but like, what's been a piece of advice from doing the pod that you could give to me?
I would say just to live in that. I think, to be honest, I think it might be the advice that you kind of just said here, to be okay with
what
being
a clever host. No.
I'm pretty good at my job. No, but no, really, in all honesty, is to be comfortable in who you are. If it is that scary space, to know that you're going to make it out. Being comfortable in those uncomfortable spaces, because that's where we learn the most about ourselves.
Yeah, 100%.
We can do it. We can make it. You know what I mean? And it's scary. It's scary as shit. Like me, I'm uncomfortable because nobody asks me questions, but I'm trying to work my way through it right here.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Like, for real. Oh, my God. That was like some straight, like,
you're
Jedi.
You're sweating a little bit.
I am. Like, for real. Like, nobody ever asks me questions, but it's about being comfortable in those uncomfortable spaces. And I think also, again, like I said, trusting those around you that you have the right people in your circle. And
right people
you,
is important.
You have done that. I mean, we've got mutual friends, and everybody who is in the camp is pretty friggin' sweet.
We just had Jesse, one of my managers, and yeah. I just had a conversation. I kind of asked him, like, hey, what do you see yourself doing in like 20 years?
Wow.
And he's like, what do you mean? Like, managing you guys? And I was like, okay, yeah, that sounds good. Like, I was just wondering, like, I don't know if you had other plans or, like, I don't know how far this thing was going to go with us. You know, it's been 7 years so far together. But, and I don't even know if I've brought this back up to him, but he said that the mark of a successful career will be that he managed the same artist his whole life.
Wow.
That really, really struck me and reminded me how lucky I am to have such an incredible team.
In, let's say, 2 years from now, where do you see yourself?
Honestly, surrounded by all the same people.
Dope.
Someone asked me, where do I see myself in 10 years recently? And I said the same thing, just because Jesse's answer was so profound to me. But growth, if I feel like we've made growth as a team, professionally and personally, then, you know, MSG wouldn't be so bad.
I mean, we could let's make that happen. Let's manifest that right there too. We're gonna speak that into existence. You know, seeing you on the stage at the Garden would be dope. We can't let you leave out of here empty-handed. We got David Nathan, our Happy Jack family.
Oh my God!
Let's go ahead and bring some swag for our girl Chelsea here.
Heck,
we got a cap for you.
Thank you so much.
And this right here has to be one of the dopest t-shirts that I've ever seen.
Someone's wearing it. You're wearing that. I saw that. Nice.
Sam has one on. Chelsea, this is your Happy Jack tee. I told my therapist about you. And
I love that.
Totally.
My therapist knows all the tea.
I totally, from the bottom of my feet to the top of my bald head here, I'm so grateful that you are continuing to work on being the best version of yourself. And again, like I said, we get to be a byproduct of that through your music. And it's just such a special thing that you've tapped into. And I don't see that changing. And in 20 years, well, let's have this conversation again.
I would love to.
You down?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go ahead and
100%.
Do it. There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Therapy Sessions Podcast. Chelsea Carter. Love you to pieces,
dude. This was awesome,
dude.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Therapy Sessions, powered by Happy Jack Entertainment. Make sure you're subscribing to our podcast to be alerted when our next episode drops and when we continue the conversation. Speaking of conversation, if you like what you've heard and want to help us grow, all you got to do is leave a review. And if you feel like you want to take action and join the movement, well, just make sure to tag us at Happy Jack Entertainment on Instagram and hashtag Therapy Sessions Pod so we can join in as well.